they're a really good defense. You know, they've improved. They look better. You know, they've been good this season. So, you know, we just got to keep on working on trying to find out their weaknesses and trying to exploit them.
What, if anything, has changed dramatically,
if at all,
since the last time you saw them? I know that they've had some personnel changes. They've had some guys come in and out on film.
They've like you said, they've added good players. You know, there's some different players. There's some different faces out there, different names. But all in all, you know, like I said, they're a good defense. You know, we're going to try to dissect them.
I know that last year's games and the year before, that doesn't mean anything going into this. But can you take anything from those games and the success that you guys had running the ball in those games and put it to use this week?
Nah, you know, like I said, different names, different faces. So, you know, different players play different. You know, it's something that we got to look at, work on, look at what they got going on, look at their fronts, you know, look at everybody that plays different positions, you know, different parts of the field, and, you know, try to attack them.
You guys have always been, at least the last couple of years here, in the running back room, you guys have always been pretty close. I know that you guys have had some guys move in and out of here. How has this group been this year, particularly with the addition of a guy like
you? The room has been good, you know. The room has been really good. You know, like you said, they're really close-knit. Everybody's focusing on getting better, you know, and me personally. You know, everybody's focused on getting better and doing their job and whatever they're asked or called on, you know, they got to make sure they go in there and be productive.
Well, Garrett, you get a sense that this game may mean more to the fans around here after what happened in the offseason?
You know, we're just focused on the Colts, man. You know, we're not worried about anything that happened in the offseason. We're just focused on trying to, you know, watch the Colts and see what we can do to beat them.
What's been the key to your success recently against the Colts in the ground game that you guys have had?
You know, just playing the part, you know, doing the things that the coaches tell me to do, you know, and, you know, I'm going to continue to do that, you know, and, you know, we're going to concentrate them. They got a different team, you know, they got a lot of good players. And, you know, we're just going to try to concentrate on beating them this week.
Because of your success against them, when you kind of see them on the schedule and you're getting ready for this game, do you kind of get a little excited about hitting the field against them?
You know, you don't know what to expect. You know, you can't expect the same thing every time, you know. So, you know, like I said, you just got to concentrate on who they have on the field and who they have now, you know, opposed to who they had back then. And just, you know, try to stay forward and focus on trying to get the job done this week.
Well, Gary, you mentioned that you don't know – week to week, what's it like, the, you know, last game, the pressure on Tom early, coaches make adjustments and you guys come up with a better plan to protect. What's it like going in every week with complete trust in the coaching staff and giving you guys the best possible way to win? Is that different than other teams you've been on before here?
I mean, the coaches for a reason, you know. You know, and they're coaching on at the highest level for a reason. You know, and you got to put your trust in them to know that they know what they're doing and, you know, they know how to get it done and get a win.
As a player that obviously you guys play on emotion, how difficult is it to look at a team as like a faceless opponent? Meaning that you don't get caught up in who they are and maybe what they started and all that kind of deal when you're preparing for a game?
I mean, y'all are the guys that put the faces on the opponents, not us, you know. We go out there like it's a, like, you know, we're 0-0, it's finna start a new week, you know. We're going to look at film on whoever we have to look at film on and try to dissect them and see if we can get a win, you know, find our weaknesses and see if we can expose them.
LeGarrette, most players have played on a team where an opponent has sort of had their number. What is it like when this team has now beat the Colts six straight times? What is it like being on the other side and kind of trying to get over that hump when somebody's had your number for a long stretch?
You just got to concentrate on playing them. You know, you got to concentrate on beating them this year. You know, all the games in the past is not going to help us for right now. You know, they can easily come in here and win a game. So we just got to come in here and make sure we're on all our P's and Q's and make sure that we got everything figured out and settled down and make sure that we can come out there and expose everything to get us a W.
And everything you've known about this team in particular, the Patriots, do they ever doesn't matter. Confident?
No. Nah.
How much do you enjoy that atmosphere? As a road opponent going into a building that, you know, is going to be, yeah, everybody in the world in that place is going to hate you guys on Sunday night.
I mean, we got to bring our own fan base, you know. Only people that we can trust is each other. You know, we have our team, and that's all that we can build on. That's all that we can, you know, thrive on. And as long as we have our guys, then I think we'll be fine.
You guys feel like you have the mental edge because you've taken care of them so many times and so easily?
I'm sure they've forgotten about all those past games just like we have. You know, they're coming in here with a different mindset of, you know, 0-0, and they're trying to get a win just like we are.
As a teammate, how impressive is it to kind of see, like, your leader, your guy Tom, not get caught up in the whole hype and hyper, you know, as a teammate, you kind of look at him like, man, he's great. He doesn't get caught up in any of that. He still sticks to his B's and Q's.
You got to ask him, you know. I can't answer for Tom, you know. I don't know how he does it, you know. But you got to ask him. I'm sure he'll be happy to answer you.
But you watching it, you got to be impressed with how he does that.
I just focus on me, man. I don't be worried about Tom. I don't be worried about nobody else. I just focus on me and getting better and trying to do what I can do to make sure I can get better on the football field.
Thanks, Derek.
I had you.
Y'all good. Thank you. Huh?